Вот сейчас,
now,
пока я сидел,
while I was sitting there, I had come a little bit earlier. I was offered a cup of tea, and I drink it with pleasure, but without sugar, because they say that sugar is harmful. I've known this for a long time. That's why I drink tea without sugar, but with tasty candies. But don't tell this to anyone. So we were discussing one of the issues. The issue was, so you were speaking somewhere in your lecture that that many Christians live in the Old Testament. So how is it possible? So the Old Testament was before Jesus Christ, but after Jesus Christ we have the New Testament. How is it possible? It's a confusion. So we spoke about it in a very fruitful way. There were different thoughts about this. But what is the main idea of this religiosity we have nowadays? When we speak about the Old Testament up to the times of Jesus Christ. So they explained to me in this way. So, up to the times of Jesus Christ, the main idea of the religions was to fulfill meticulously and constantly all the instructions. So you must attend church sermons. So, and I do attend church sermons, but as soon as I come, they sing Christ is Reason. So fulfilling all the church instructions, what are they? If you start digging deep into them, there were many of them, but one of the most important one was just fulfilling Saturday instruction. You cannot do anything on Saturday. You cannot carry anything heavier than a handkerchief. Do you remember a Pharisee was saying that he was boasting? We think that he was boasting of this. What was he saying? So I fast twice a week. I do this. I fulfill this. So we think that he's a hypocrite. A man who was boasting of everything. But that was the main idea of religion. So, do you remember the words? You're like decorated coffins, but what do you have inside? Nothing. So that was the main idea of the Old Testament religiosity. The main idea was to fulfill all the church instructions, the main idea, the gist. Let us now look at the way we perceive Christianity. If we address the majority of ideas. So if you go to the church, so do not give anyone a candle over your left shoulder. Don't do this. In this case, you will know what will happen. I've never done it. So what is the main idea of any religion? To go to the church, yeah, true. To take communion. Yeah, sure. To pray, sure. To order church services, to attend holy places, and that's it. So, well, people see the main idea of religion. People see outer facets of doing simple things. They resort religion to these things. This is the Old Testament thing, kind of thing. The New Testament tells about other things. I don't want to name other things, but I would like to speak against myself. I will tell you about other things. Well, to graduate from Orthodox academia, well, to be a professor, to read wise books, because if you become a holy man, and this is the main idea of religion. But what does Christianity speak about? The main idea of religion is when a man can really spiritually perceive God, who is only knocking at the door, and those who will open to me, I will enter his house and I will have dinner with that man. So how interesting is it, God only knocks at the door, but our task is to open up the door of our souls to him. This is the main idea. So, and this is the fact which the New Testament points to. Let's recall the bandit. What are his theological views? Who teaches theology for you? Don't you know? So, do you know anything about his theological points of view, his opinion towards any theological branches? Did he know anything about God? So he must have known who Jesus Christ was. What was his human nature? He must have known the decree of the Fourth World Ecumenical Council. Ask him. Nothing. Nothing. What did he do? Nothing. What is the matter? And suddenly he was the first to enter paradise. We have to understand. I hope everything is clear to everybody that he did nothing of what was the main idea of the Old Testament vision about the religion. But it's a pity that for the main majority of Christians from the New Testament, he did not do anything, but he transpired to be a Christian who undoubtedly entered the paradise. You will be together with me in paradise today. He was a Christian, but he did not do anything. So here we face a unique phenomenon. We need to think through carefully. What is orthodoxy? What does it tell? Do we need this outer facet of religious life? So we need garments, but so we cannot walk naked. So the bandit before being crucified was undressed. So does a man need garments? Yes, he does. We do this outer forms, but in what sense do we need them? So secondary ones, which helps to make discipline for a human soul, to help him be in the condition of the right bandit. So this is the main idea of Christianity, which is different from what we have just been speaking about. So Jesus Christ says, just give him the helping hand. So do you remember the reaction? They were infuriated. Kill him. He broke the main idea of religion. There were many cases of this. So, but Jesus Christ was doing intentionally everything on Saturday. They were going to kill him, but he was doing everything on Saturday. He was trying to show that religion is something that should unite a human soul with God. So to unite the spirituality of a human being with God. So it is important that our soul changes according to godly spirit. So now we are approaching the main idea. So what is orthodoxy? The first thing, the bandit said, we are getting what our deeds deserve. Well, I don't know whether everyone will agree to this. If anything happens to me, I'm trying to look for a person who is to blame. And I always know who is to blame. She is to blame, or he is to blame, or at least it is to blame. Or they are to blame, if not them. Someone else is still to blame, but as for me, I am never to blame. I never get what my deeds deserve. So if this got his house burned out, so this is for him. But if I don't have this problem, I am good. So I am never to blame. The first thing we hear, I mean, the first characteristics of Christianity. So I get what my need deserves. So we have many problems, many troubles, but do we often say that I get what my deed deserves? They are not right, she is not right, but I am right. We do not understand the main gist of Christianity. The second thing we hear from the bandit, remember me, God, in your kingdom. Can you hear these words? Can you hear the main idea of these words? You remember me, I will never be there. Remember me in your kingdom. I mean, where I will never be. If you would like to know, so this is the main gist of Christianity. If we go to the experience of the foremost holy fathers, Antonio, Arsenius, and others, the Church calls the great. So look at what they came to and what they were teaching out of their experience. They were all coming to the condition, to this humility, to the words of that they do not deserve anything. When I first read, I was shocked. Do you know what holy fathers were saying? They were deploring their virtues as sins. Do you think it was their hypocrisy? No. They saw what we don't see. They saw that in our good deeds there are some tiny snake, self-complacency, pride. We have many things, bad things in our good deeds. They saw that there is another spiritual atmosphere, a different spiritual atmosphere. Do you remember Fairfan the Reckless said he is a bad guy, but he was boasting of himself all the time. When I do the examination, I say, okay, sit down, you have an excellent mark. So it's so easy to pass examinations, come to us. So this is the main idea of Christianity, so that a man could come to the idea when he can see what he deserves. What do we really deserve? We are waiting for gifts, we are waiting for success. But if a man looks inside his soul, he will see that he does not deserve even to address God. Shame on you. Shame on you. It's a shame to face God with all our nature and inner soul we have. We can just imagine that God can see everything, my ideas, my hypocrisy, my lies, my everything, and if I face Him, if I address Him, I just have to hide away, not to pray to Him. This is the main idea of Christianity, of orthodoxy. That's a man should come to. And orthodoxy explains how a man comes to the idea, and explains the way we come to the idea. In order to come to this idea, we have testimonials. Well, do not judge. Is it easy? Yes, it is. Do not judge. Once I received a letter where I read, so I can't do anything. I drink a lot, and I ask my friends, and he says that I ask how not to drink, and I'm told, don't drink, do not judge, do not judge. So it is one testimonial is enough to see who I am in reality. And who I am, when I judge another man, what does it mean? It means that I would not do this. So do you see who I am, who she is, who he is? So suddenly I see everything inside me. That's what I am in reality. So doing testimonials, forcing myself into fulfilling testimonials makes me understand who I am. So if you're good, if you think that you are really good, just try to fulfill one testimonial. There are many testimonials, but it's only one. Do not judge. And it's difficult to fulfill. So testimonials are the most powerful tool or remedy with which I can see who I am. So I feel how good I am. I feel. Others do not see that I'm good, in fact. But I know, but suddenly I see my being good, which shocks me. So fulfilling testimonials, making people see who they are, it opens up the knowledge of what I am. It gives me the condition which is called in Christianity humility. The humility the right bandit demonstrated. So remember me, God, in your kingdom, because I will not be there. I will never be there. I don't have even a thought of being there with you, God. So I deserve only hell. So you see, so orthodoxy is very simple. It's very easy to understand. Everything is very clear. But how do we understand this Christianity? We stand in a church, we dream about anything, we judge everyone, we get angry at everybody. So So the clergyman is wrong, the chorus is wrong. Ignatiy Brinchaninov has got a beautiful image. He says, if a house is covered with an iron roof, a real one, a good one, everything is constructed in a good way, and it's raining, it's raining, cats and dogs, everything rolls down from the roof, nothing gets inside. So this is the image which is pertinent to people who can go to the church, who can pray all the time, but at the same time they can be this iron roof. The words do not penetrate through this iron roof, and the water rolls down from the roof. So this outer facet is a very serious thing. In what sense? When people start paying attention to this. So, I am a church-like man. Do you know what a church-like man is? So, I've already told you, well, do not pass the candle to anyone over your left shoulder. I'm a church-like man, I know everything. I know everything about a church. But if I graduated from a theological school, I know everything. But what do I know? So, I turn out to be an empty man. So, through this iron rule, nothing can go through, and I do not get this rain, this fruitful rain. So, in fact, this roof is an image, which means that this is an obstacle which cannot let through the things I need. So, without the church, without forcing yourself to fulfill all the testimonials, without prayer, which prayer? Prayer read with attention, with humility. Without this, a prayer is self-deception. But what is the self-deception? It leads a man to hypocrisy, to this condition. Who crucified Jesus Christ? Such Christians. We can reveal Christianity with two words, right banded. And a man who cannot come to the state, he should understand theoretically, we need to understand how far away I am from orthodoxy. I am in the Old Testament. This is all important. So that's what we can resort everything. We need at least to understand there are criteria. There are many criteria of spiritual life. What is this criterion? If we treat the belief in Jesus Christ correctly, I see that I cannot fulfill any testimonial in a proper way. I'm an ill man. Do I judge? Yes, I do judge. So do not be envy. So, but how can I not envy? Love other people. So how can I love other people? So this is the point. That's what orthodoxy is. Sometimes in our manuals, I studied, but it was in the last century. So in these manuals I read what theoretical basis of theology I have to know, what is consciousness, there are different kinds of consciousness, how many kinds of of God's kingdoms. Once I made a mistake, the grossest mistake. I said to my professor that there is only one God's kingdom. And to this, my professor told me, "You, Alexei Dmitrievich, since you did not study in the first classes of theological seminars, you don't know that there are three kinds of God's kingdom." I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. But you can know everything, but who are you?" So you remain the same.